Welcome back to Check the Stats, everyone, your weekly sports podcast. I am Hamza, along with VTech T-Rain. He's back. Harry, Dodge, and joining us once again, our guest from episode 2, I think.
It's been a while.
Welcome our guest, Metab.
What's up, guys?
What an audience. Any updates on your sports life?
Updates on sports life? I turned 21, started sports betting shortly after quit sports betting.
Bet US.
You should try it with Bet US.
Fastest turnout.
I'm not going to try it with anything.
This would be a good time to put our little ad in.
A little bit.
Those FanDuel parlays.
Bet US.
It's all a trap.
All the boosts. All
no
everything,
cap.
Everything they do on. They do
no
on
cap. Boost. And
don't listen to these guys. Gambling is something you can do.
Stop. Put them in jail. Stop. All right, let's get into, the Super Bowl, Eagles versus Chiefs. And according to ESPN experts, 71 of them, the Eagles are favored by 45.
45, okay.
45.
I was there.
45
of 70? 70 out of the 71 experts.
71.
Yeah,
that's what I said. Yeah. 71. No, so it's 45 to 26 favored the Eagles, ESPN experts.
If you look at both teams, from player 1 to player 53, the Eagles probably beat out the Chiefs in the majority of spots. So before I continue, I just want to, you guys have, a certain pick, all right, I'm picking this team's going to win? Or are you guys on the fence?
I'm on the fence. It's hard to choose, man. One team's been killing it all season, and then the other team is, a reigning supreme elite
matchup,
team.
It's a match we wanted. Both one seeds, best teams, you could argue, the entire year. So you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the fence, but obviously, I got to lean towards, one way or another. I'm going to lean towards the Eagles just because, they match up so well and everything, and they have the best secondary, in the NFL right now. And what do you think about that? you're not going to say that? From quarterback 1, 2, and 3,
I agree.
They picked they made a bunch of good moves over the offseason.
I agree.
Got everybody for affordable stuff. They didn't give up anything too much.
Stole Chauncey away from the Saints.
Exactly. They stole AJ Brown away from the Titans for what?
The story of the season.
I don't even know.
Picked up
nothing.
They picked up Sue. They picked up what's his face?
Riddick?
I forgot his name. They picked up hella defensive lineman depth.
Yeah, exactly. Their offensive line is always been good, since the past 5-6 years, straight Pro Bowler after Pro Bowler. And the Chiefs O-line, yeah, they're talented, but underperforming a little bit. And Chiefs have been struggling with injuries as of recently, especially with Juju and Hardman.
All right. So you think the Eagles going to shut them down? Eagles secondary going to shut those boys
out? Shut down, because it's Patrick Mahomes. Right, Patrick Mahomes as an underdog, that's
you can't
stop him. Yeah,
I don't think you can
especially stop him paired up with Andy Reid. You give Andy Reid 2 weeks of prep, you got to be scared.
You see the plays they do, those trickery plays. To do that, not only do you have to be a good team, your chemistry has to be insane. Your coaching has to be even better.
That's true.
And they do it every other game. So the coaching perspective and the player perspective, they're on they're above par.
And they got Travis Kelce, who hasn't been stopped.
Both teams got a Kelce, who's legendary.
Yeah. It's the Kelce Bowl.
It's the script, bro. I've seen it.
It's the script. Form Stadium.
It's the script.
Yeah. Script got leaked.
Yeah. No, okay. Both brothers are up there. But speaking of the Chiefs, is Mahomes going to be 100% for this game?
No shot.
I mean, he is practicing fully.
You can't. We saw how he could move last game. He could definitely move when we saw he made probably the game winning plays when he scrambled out of bounds and drew that flag at roughing the passer. But I mean, he had enough speed and he had enough confidence in his ankle to make that run. So he's gonna have 2 weeks rest after that, and we know you can't heal a high ankle sprain like that because that's ligament damage. It's not a regular roll your ankle. It'll be done quick, but it'll be. I think 80%.
Let me give my perspective as a Mahomes fan. This is a win-win situation for him regardless, because if they lose, they're going to blame it on the injury and be he wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
If they win, they're going to be he won on an injury.
Yeah.
So there's no winning with this.
The narrative will help me either way.
The script has been written.
Oh, it's Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. He's a face of the NFL right now.
I think Juju is gonna have a good game.
He's struggling in the last two games.
Yeah, go through all the receivers. Kelce number one, like with both teams. Like Kelce, obviously the best receiver.
Yeah,
and he's a tight end. And then after that, there's a good break. That, it's like three, four Eagles receivers, and then you'll go back.
Yeah,
and then Juju.
Yeah,
and if then they
Valdez, Scantling or whatever, and then Tony or whatever.
Yeah, it's Tony,
Eagles have the clear edge. Mahomes is gonna have to play the game of his life.
No cap. But if Juju gets 50% of the snaps and they beat the Chiefs, he gets $1 million bonus. So that boy better be working.
Juju?
Yeah. He came out and said, I'm going to bet it all myself.
Better make some early
plays. I mean, his knee's a question right now.
Yeah. But he said bet it all on him. And I think another player from the Chiefs said, bet everything on the Chiefs. I don't know if that was a promo for somebody, but he said he'd put everything he ever got on the Chiefs.
Didn't one sports book say, like, they got more... what is it? More slips for Jason Kelce getting a touchdown than any of the number three receivers on the Eagles.
Kelce catches a touchdown every game. I believe it.
Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
What? For him to get a touchdown?
Yeah.
It could be a
touchdown
or
catch a pass. One of the two. Sneak.
If Kelce wins, if Jason Kelce wins Super Bowl, he might retire, right?
He's been saying on his podcast too, that he's he's feeling it.
That's probably why people are saying that. They might have those random lineman plays where lineman catches the ball. Yeah.
And he started getting those. Or
some shit.
He's a center though.
People are betting on that?
Where would you line him up for him to catch a pass?
I mean,
I don't
matter.
Know. Like,
it
it's the Eagles.
As long as, you can have a lineman, you just have to.
This is also the same organization that ran the Philly special in the Super Bowl. Yeah. So, we can't just rule it out.
Yeah. Good point.
Also, it's a pretty fun bet.
I've listened to his podcast with his brother, and I'm pretty sure his hand is too fucked up to catch anything. That's what he said.
I mean, me and him have the same thing.
He's still
our fingers will bend.
It's terrible.
He's still playing, bro. If you can defend 300-pound lineman, I think he can catch a pass.
Nah.
I think
he'd be fine.
Close out your hand.
I don't know. It's one thing to do like this. Bro, it's one thing to do like this.
Come on.
No, it's. I'm not gonna lie. That catch is a little bit difficult compared to blocking.
Are you guys dead ass? You're telling me he can't catch a football on a 2 yard pass? He can block 350 pound men.
I said he said that. He stated that on the podcast. Saying it's way harder for him to catch ever since he injured his hand and can't clutch it.
Who here thinks he'll get a touchdown this next
season? Absolutely not. I think the fact that sportsbooks are pushing it out means it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They're just trying to catch
it. They're just
trying
to roll.
Yeah, look, this center is going to catch a ball.
Plus
idiots are oh my God.
Plus 3,000. bet on it.
Put $10 on it.
You put $10, you get 10,000 back.
I know Drake would put $1 million on that shit.
So you said Eagles?
Nah, yeah, I'm a Mahomes fan, but I'm leaning towards Eagles just because they've been on a tear. They've been pretty much the face of the NFL throughout the whole season.
Yeah, I mean they tore up 49ers.
They were the number one team.
Injury wise, if we're looking at who has more important injuries on the team, Kansas has more injuries that could possibly affect them.
That's very true.
And Eagles have been good. They have that they have so many ways that you could just attack. It's literally pick your poison. You got amazing receivers from 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. Quez Watkins, he's a sneaky one because of his speed. And then you got Jalen Hurts, who's the third best running quarterback in the league after Lamar and Justin Fields.
And he can make any throw on the field.
Mm. Justin Fields almost got 100 yards in a game.
Almost.
I would say Fields is a better runner than Hurts. But Hurts is better dynamic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
you do both way better.
Yeah.
Passing away.
Do not see that. Hurts, he's that guy. Cause I watched his video with John Gruden where they did the QB camp before he was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And he was super willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that has that amount of coachability, that leads to success and winning. Sure.
He's a good leader.
He's been there for two, 3 years now, right?
It's his third year.
Yeah, he's developed. He's been the first year is then we need to get a quarterback. Second year is let's put him in. Third year, bro, he's taking your team to almost undefeated runs.
A lot of quarterbacks who have all the talent, just Hurts, but then they don't go into an NFL locker room and succeed. They can't be a leader to all men, right? But Hurts
ayahuasca.
Has been a leader for as long as he's been in Philadelphia.
Hey, he's in the dark room meditating right now. Let's leave him alone.
Don't even talk about Aaron Rodgers.
He is connected.
Yo,
he's
come to the Commanders, big dog. Come to the Commanders.
He's only in the conversation because he's the example of what, like, uncoachability, how that affects
all the talent in the world. But if you're not, I mean, I don't think coachability is his problem. It's more his teammate.
It's not like he's a bad guy or anything. He's just like, there's no word. This guy.
He's not the generic leader that you want.
Like, he's,
you want your quarterback to be like the leader, and you want to be the example setter for the entire team. Like a Brady or a Manning or a Breeze. Like, nothing ever comes out about them that's like wrong or anything. They're always committed to the team, working out with teammates. That's exactly what Aaron Rodgers like. Doesn't
so,
do. That's literally the opposite of what Aaron Rodgers does.
I'm assuming y'all taking Jalen Hurts as MVP for the Super Bowl.
Just because it's been like headline after headline after headline.
I mean, that's if you're assuming the Eagles win.
I mean,
that's just one person. That's one person who said Eagles.
Well, what do you think?
No, I'm asking y'all. I ask you first.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. I think their defense can hold. Like they got to really stop the passing because their running is. Yeah, they have who's their running back?
Jeremy
Sanders. Chiefs? No.
Sanders.
Sanders. He's a good running back, but they have good run block. So if they can get that secondary well, they can stop the slants. They can stop like the deep passes, especially the deep passes. The Eagles love that shit. Go little bit, and then throw one bomb.
It's because the receivers are big, physical receivers. So yeah. They can go if it's one-on-one. They're gonna trust their guys.
Plus, I just think too many of the Chiefs players have been in this situation. They know what it takes, right?
DNA.
They have DNA. The DNA exactly.
But this is their first time, like. In the big game without Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And he's a big part of their secondary.
Kansas City defense is like a lot of rookies and a lot of like second-year players, third-year players. Like, they're a pretty young defense.
Exactly.
That's one thing I will give you. So for Kansas City to win, I think Chris Jones has to do what he did last game.
That's Snead now. Snead's pretty good.
He has to be the best player on the field when he's on the field. He has to be better than everybody on the Eagles offense and everybody better than all his defense teammates. Like Chris Jones literally made a game-saving play like at the end of the game, and that's what he should be doing, right? He's the highest paid. He's the best defensive player.
Yeah.
And
if he's not doing that, then I don't think the Chiefs have a chance. They need him to show up.
I'm interested in like what look the Chiefs give the Eagles because Devontae Smith was asked this question a few days ago like at Media Day. Apparently, the Eagles are like most teams have run man on the Eagles, right? And if you're running man on the Eagles, like that means your secondary has to be like on it every single snap, right? Yeah. And that's to stop the run mainly. So like, we'll see.
I don't know, guys.
It's really pick your poison with these.
The Chiefs, the only way, like not only way, but the best way for them to win this game is like they have to run the ball well.
Yeah.
If the Chiefs don't run the ball well,
the guy
they're throwing
back.
The entire game.
They got depth at that running position.
Pacheco, Hilaire.
I'm saying the Chiefs can run it like when they want to. Like last week, not last week, but remember when Chad Henne came in when Mahomes got hurt?
Yeah, for like
Jacksonville. Yeah, right? Yeah. When Henne came in, the Chiefs running the ball fine. Like there was no problem with the running game. It was a few yards here, a few yards there, then a splash play, a chunk play. The Chiefs can run the ball, and I know like. People are gonna say the Eagles' defense is too good. Their run defense too.
The
Eagles had, the teams ran the ball against them very, very well. The Commanders did it. The Saints did it. I forgot who the other team who beat them did it.
Commanders.
Giants,
right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Giants.
I'm
saying you
Saquon's been on one.
You have to run the ball well against the Eagles to have any chance. So. If the Chiefs come out running the ball early and then let Mahomes take over later in the game, which is in his DNA, that's the best game plan for them.
If it's a shootout, who do you think is winning?
Mahomes. Shootout, like there's no on either side, and it's just like
it's Mahomes. Then
yeah,
Mahomes.
I'll take Mahomes. But if it's a close game, I mean,
was that game? I think it was like 35 seconds.
The Eagles are fucking
marched down the whole field to score.
Yeah,
like the Eagles.
Him and Kelce just have a crazy connection on any play.
The main thing about the Eagles is they haven't faced anybody like this the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the best quarterbacks they've faced this year is like Kirk Cousins and who else? Think who the best quarterback the Eagles have faced all year is.
I don't know. They
Carson
play
Wentz. Who's the best quarterback the Eagles have faced the entire season?
Wait, that's a big part of it. Even in playoffs.
They haven't played a single elite quarterback this entire season.
They haven't played Burrow.
They haven't played Mahomes. I don't know if they played Brady, but they didn't play Herbert. They didn't play, you know, all these elite guys. So the Eagles.
They played a lot of decent teams who played up.
The Eagles are going to come into this game, and either they're going to be ready for the moment, or they're going to be a little shook because they haven't played against someone who can get the ball out like this before. So interesting. I don't know. I think the first quarter or two is going to be super, super interesting. Like, historically, they've been pretty slow in the Super Bowl. It's been like 7 points or like 9 points or 10 points. But I feel like
very true.
Could be a high scoring first half just because these teams don't know what to expect from the other. Like they do, but at the same time, they haven't faced a team like each other the entire season. You guys,
so who y'all got?
I'm gonna take Mahomes.
Just Mahomes, like not the Chiefs, right? Just Mahomes.
Doves on Mahomes.
I'll take Chiefs as a whole. I just think that you're giving Andy Reid 2 weeks to prepare.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right, and then he's gonna probably look back at the time where those three teams that beat the Eagles,
how they did it,
right?
A lot of film,
running, time of possession,
no pizza.
He's gonna use that. And Remington and Pacheco, they can use them as a running game or they can use them as receivers. So I feel like they have an advantage in that.
Tony's probably going to be back. He's a good speed option.
Yeah, exactly.
Second option.
They lost a lot of these like big name. I know they're not huge name receivers, but all like the receivers that you know on the Chiefs, pretty much they were all injured against the Bengals. There was some practice squad guy playing for the Chiefs. So Mahomes can get it done with.
And the receiving core is like completely changed from like the first time Mahomes like
they can get it done. With anybody who's on the field.
No.
And I as much as Hurts has been amazing this season, you still don't know how he's gonna do in the Super Bowl. That's like the
brightest of the lights.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Mahomes has that experience, and I think the experience is gonna outweigh.
I mean, Jalen Hurts was at like what you would say to be like the second brightest light event, which is college football, right?
And he was pulled out
for Tua, but he has grown since then. So
I feel like the rest of the Eagles team is more who I'm concerned about rather than Hurts. I feel like Hurts is he'll be fine in the big moment. Like he prepares himself, he carries himself that way. Like I feel like he'll be fine in the spotlight. I wanted to be like, what's AJ Brown gonna do? What's Devontae Smith gonna do? Smith's played on the biggest stages too. He knows he's been in the college football championships, all that. What's Miles Sanders going to do, right? Like, what's Chauncey Gardner going to do on the defense? Is he going to be too ambitious? Is he going to go for a pick and then get burned? Like, I don't know. It's going to be a close-ass game. I don't think it's going to be...
I don't think it's going to be an advantage over... Like, I'm saying like one team doesn't have, like, a full...
It's
going to be a very... Hopefully it's going to be a really good game.
Two completely different teams.
We've also been praising Andy Reid, like, this whole time, but, like, on the other side is like a very young coach, and
nobody thought was gonna do it.
Like his first press conference with the team, everybody thought he was just gonna like absolutely poop the bed.
Like, I still don't know where he came from. Like I don't know who,
like what his background is.
What his background is, but he got hired as the Eagles coach. I was like, all right, well they're not gonna win anything with this guy. He's like, he doesn't look like a football mind, right? He looks more like a motivator kind
of
guy.
He's more of a coordinator. Like he looks like a coordinator.
That shit is working. He's got his team believing. Mm-hmm. He's got his team fighting. I mean, what more could you hope for? I guess he put all like the X's and O's work on like his assistant coaches, and he just like.
Yeah, but it's not every day.
Fine tunes and hypes him up. I don't know, bro. I don't know what he's doing.
It's not every day you go and get like an Andy Reid offense. Like you don't just game plan for that.
Andy Reid and Mahomes.
I don't know why I thought that the Eagles had a better record than the Chiefs.
Don't they?
No, it's the same record.
It's because
they're both one seeds.
Yeah,
Chiefs went under the radar for like most of the season.
Yeah.
Simply because the Eagles had like their long win streak,
9-0, 10-0, and then the Bengals and the Bills were going crazy too.
Yeah, exactly.
The Chiefs didn't get as much hype.
Even the Vikings were wilding for a little bit. There were the two last NBA teams, Eagles and Vikings.
Yeah, but we all knew the frauds.
We all know like Kirk Cousins, he's not gonna live up to that.
They gotta either get a new quarterback or get rid of their wide receivers. If I was JJ, I would want to leave.
Like, where do you get a new quarterback from though?
Good point. Like, I wish.
Like the only one that's falling out of the sky right now is Derek Carr. Literally, I was about to say
Brock Purdy.
later. He said New Orleans.
Yes. Or Andy Dalton?
Yes. That's better, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk about Saints. Okay, we'll talk about that in a different episode.
Yeah.
Eagles did have an easier schedule in the NFL. Most easy schedule in the NFL.
Eagles, right?
That's also because they're playing in the division that they're playing in.
Which was pretty. Why did we get the 50s? I mean, I don't want to say pretty hard, but it was
pretty gritty.
They didn't win the division last year, right? Eagles? No, right?
No, it was the Cowboys.
That's why it's a little bit of an easier like schedule, but then it's fucking crazy, bro. Like, they haven't faced a team like this the entire season.
The NFC South is probably the easiest division.
Everything you guys have all said, I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Oh, my They're going to come out and injure fucking Mahomes like they did Purdy.
I just think Mahomes.
You had a fight for your right.
Is more proven.
So. To party.
Super Bowls always come down to the last few drives of the game and who's going to mess up, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like Mahomes has seen it all. He's seen every coverage, even though he's like such a young like quarterback still. I think he's seen a lot.
It's almost like he wants to be down when there's like 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
It's like he thrives. It's like he thrives on it.
Yeah. It's like he has a bonus like just waiting on the last minute drive.
It's like clutch perk.
You know, team takeover? He just gets like team takeover. Yeah.
By getting dunked on. He gets dunked on.
I don't know how. I don't know why.
This is the mentality of players, bro. He's just a greedy ass player.
The entire team. The team knows that they have Mahomes. So, like, no matter how bad they're doing, they could be down 17 points in this game. And, like, every other team in the league would be like, it's over. And they could, and we'd, and if the Chiefs were down 17, we'd still be like, it's not over till it's over. That's magic.
So, that's 5 successful years for Mahomes. Is he on the road to becoming one of the greatest possible?
He's already a Hall of Famer.
We understand that, but, you know.
I'm not gonna lie, I think he's already the most talented quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely,
that's true. I agree.
I didn't watch Dan Reno. I didn't watch John Elway. I don't know. Maybe the old heads disagree, but I never saw Tom Brady do the things.
No old heads in here.
I never seen Tom Brady run out of the pocket like fully like horizontal and like throw like a sidearm pass in the Super Bowl and still hit the guy in the hands. Like I never seen anybody do things.
Like we weren't willing to say it like 2 years ago because he had. Stacked receiving squad. Aaron Rodgers was still killing it with Devontae Adams.
That's true.
But ever since we've seen both of them lose a ton of their weapons and seeing who like which one's succeeding, Mahomes has actually gotten better ever since like he lost Tyreek Hill.
That's true.
He spread out the passes much more.
He's learned to take what the defense gives him rather than trying to go for the big play because Tyreek Hill was a cheat code. You gotta learn how to take the 5 yard throws, the 6 yard throws. You know when to scramble, when to throw out of bounds. Yeah.
Instead of like waiting for what Tyreek Hill like has to offer, he's just spreading the ball around properly. Maybe he like forces it to Kelce here and there, but it works.
Their ability to audible is insane.
Yeah.
What was that? The game winning touchdown for the last Super Bowl? Kelce, do it.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
It's
a connection they have.
It's actually.
It's because like. Kelce also used to, he came into college as a quarterback, right? So he knows how quarterbacks roll. And then after getting injured in college, like he turned into a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that type of connection, it's a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
I didn't know that. So I think he went Eagles, I went Chiefs.
Chiefs Kingdom.
No way,
sir. The only Eagles chooser?
The only guy in green.
The one dude that loves Mahomes.
Yeah,
it's just like shame.
Can you pick I'm gonna be my choice, bro. All right, if the Chiefs lose, sorry guys.
What 20 push-ups?
Yeah, 4-1 is not. It's not a curse or anything. It's usually a sweep. Sweep is a curse. So you know, one Eagles choose.
The books are against Kansas City, so like
underdogs, right. Baby. They cover. They're 1-1 in their last two games where they were underdog.
Yeah, I feel like the Chiefs. They're gonna take that as a little bit of disrespect. They're like, okay, we're the underdogs.
Bet.
Especially Mahomes, I think Mahomes is gonna take it. Like, even though he won't say it, because you know he's like a nice guy, he won't say anything.
Oh no, they don't do that.
They talk after.
I think in the locker room and everything, they'll be like, okay, we're not the favorites.
Yeah, Jabroni.
I loved Kelce's response to the mayor.
Jabroni.
What do you say? Shut your mouth, Jabroni. Yeah. Know your place, Jabroni.
Shut your mouth and know your role. Yeah, Jabroni. Yeah. And then goes.
Kelce's bad funny, bro. I love Kelce. Any other points you guys wanted to bring up about Super Bowl? Any matchups, key matchups?
Don't injure Mahomes like y'all did to Purdy. That's all I got to ask from the Eagles.
Yeah, but the Eagles play the thing is a little bit dirty.
Almost got McCaffrey throwing in.
What do you expect from...
It's an NFL team.
It's literally a team that came out to Little Uzi. Like, what do you expect?
It's a good point. You make very good points here.
What do you guys think about people saying, just want to rock, taking over Dreams and Nightmares as the Philly anthem? Is that cap?
I think just because it's trendy.
Are you being...
But like Dreams and Nightmares,
as a Uzi fan,
it's different.
Of course, you want that.
I'm a huge Uzi fan and a huge Meek Mill fan. But
yeah.
I don't think.
I mean, if you're coming out, if you're coming out,
Nightmares, the way they should. No, you can't.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, if you're coming out to like a football game, you're trying to get motivated. You want to hear? I just want to rock. Buddy, yada. Shut up, the buddy, yada.
It's a TikTok song, bro. It's a good song.
No, like you fucking like, your wide receiver just do it in the middle of the field, but nah, you gonna be getting them fired though. That's they played that shit when they won the championship.
The last Super Bowl, they were playing Flamers.
They were fired up when they heard that shit. And Meek Mill was in jail.
Meek should walk him out this time.
Yeah, no cap.
He was in jail last time. This time, walk
no cap.
That'd be hype.
He should get that this time.
You gotta win after that.
Not for the Eagles. That'd be hype as fuck. I don't know why that'd be hype.
Just want to see some hype shit, you know what I'm saying?
Just like, wanna, I have a bet.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do. Right. Bet you us.
So Mahomes throws a pick this Super Bowl.
Ooh. Here's the thing.
He hasn't been, so the stat is that he hasn't gone four straight games without a pick since October 2019. Okay. This is going to be the fourth straight game.
This is the game.
There's
I'm
one.
I'm picking.
Bet US pick.
Yep.
Here's I mean, it's a good defense, right?
Bet US pick of the week. You hear that?
That's a good one.
Mahomes interception guaranteed.
That's gonna be his
Mahomes
motivation.
2+
lock of the week.
Touchdowns.
He gonna throw that, then he gonna come back and score 3 touchdowns.
I still want him after.
Exactly.
He's gonna be motivated like that.
No, but here's the thing. He does throw a lot of like interceptable passes, that's been his only problem over the last like 3 years, but just. His good luck over the last 3 years, they just it's always dropped or like uncatchable.
And just to add to that, and what we have seen with his ankle sprain is that he's been kind of rushing the pass and not getting as much power from his leg, which is making his passes kind of shorter or goes like in not the direction that he wants. Or he would rush it because he doesn't want people like tackling him and falling on his leg and injuring even more, so he's like rushing the pass. So there I think there's a big possibility of that, unless it's ankles like somehow that, full
even
100%.
Last game, he was throwing jumps like one footed passes off of that hurt ankle.
Yeah, so
I mean, you saw him stumble, but
he's gonna put his body in line.
That was one week of recovery, and he got to that point. I think 2 weeks, with all the advancements that we have, cortisol shots probably. I think he'll be guarded,
but still, it's just that concern in the back of your head.
No quarterback is 100% at Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts is not 100%. He said it himself. He said that every week for the past like 6 weeks. Yeah. I'm not 100%, but I'm gonna go out there and you know show me. Every quarterback is gonna be hurt.
Drew Brees. Drew Brees had a punctured lung, collapsed lung, four broken ribs, rotator cuff,
sprained ankle.
Like realistically,
and he's like 5'11", bro.
And he didn't make playoffs.
And he is the best quarterback to have ever touched football.
And Sean Payton loved the Saints
2 minutes ago.
Besides
the most talented quarterback ever.
Yeah, besides Patrick Mahomes.
Brees so good that like once he retired, Sean Payton was like, "That's it, it's clip."
Brees is so good; he beat Tom Brady so bad that he made Tom Brady come back for one more year just so he could beat New Orleans.
I thought he was coming to New Orleans.
I think that's what's going.
That's why Tom Brady came back.
Yeah. Question was ignored.
Remember, Sean Payton gone to Broncos and fucking Brady retired on the beach.
Yeah. How's that?
Anyway, this week is not about Brees. All right.
Actually, the Broncos gonna be. Crazy next season.
Hopefully, if Wilson can.
That's what
back
they said last year.
I mean, Sean Payton walked in. He said he got a special coach. What is that? That's not allowed in here. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Have like good. Three more, four more wins, but in that division, you can't really do much.
It's good to not Chargers have a pushover
and,
coach.
Chargers and Chargers and Chiefs are a little too good. I think for the Broncos.
Chiefs the Chargers disappointed this
Chargers
year.
Got, Chargers
Chargers,
got,
Chargers have
Chargers
had
got Kellen Moore as a. Offensive coordinator.
They just have hella injuries.
Yeah, Chargers need a new coach, and Chiefs, they're always the ones to beat, but like if you get to the like conference finals, that's a success.
That's true.
Like
I feel like the Chargers can't do it too. They just struggled like this season with their injuries and their line. But Yeah, but you saw what Justin.
Everything else is, you know, you got to figure everything else out. Quarterback is the hardest part, and they
exactly.
Figure it out.
You saw what Justin Herbert can do.
You can get through injuries with a good coach.
Yeah,
like look at Mike Tomlin does like every year.
Staley is a very average coach. Very true. I don't know how he's.
You guys hear the reporters ask Shanahan why, like, you got to think why your quarterback is getting hurt. And he's like, bro, one got hurt scrambling, one got hurt throwing, the other one got hurt scrambling on the other side. What do you want me to do?
Christian McCaffrey was about to step in, bro.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
He's getting ready. They're so unlucky, bro.
Just falling apart.
They're so unlucky. Yeah.
Last remarks?
Last bets?
So, it's not a bet.
Oh, my bad.
But, so, we got to look, pay attention to the coin toss.
Pay attention.
Okay?
Okay.
So, the past 10 years... whichever team has won the coin toss, they lose.
Interesting.
Past 10 years.
Deadass?
Yeah.
It's a stat right there. Whoever wins the coin toss, not like receives the ball and nothing.
Wins the coin toss.
Even if they defer.
Yeah.
Small win.
That's crazy.
Translate.
I heard something like that. I knew it was just 10 years. There was like 5.
Watch it. This year be the year that gets broken.
Eagles got to win the coin toss. That's how we go, Andy.
This guy's about to see the coin toss. Like, the Eagles win, bet the whole house on the Chiefs.
I'm about to just pay attention to the
coin toss. They're going to be 10-1.
Dropping life savings on, like, whatever team lost.
You'll see it and turn the game off.
It's over. Whoever wins the coin toss, I'm betting on the team.
We're going to see that.
Bet you guys pay the week.
Mahomes going to lose the coin toss. All right, bet.
We just gave you guys 10 years worth of evidence.
Backed up.
Use that how you want.
Right? All right. Another last question for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, go ahead.
What song do we think Rihanna's going to come out to?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Who do you think is going to be a guest appearance? Because I think Eminem, even though he was there last year. What was that song? Monster, bro? That was like Rihanna's like,
well, like, why would bring Eminem
three
again?
Song. What? It's Eminem.
I feel like she'll bring like A$AP Rocky.
Wasn't he there last year with 50?
Yeah,
and
yeah, Loki.
Nah, he won't come back again.
You think A$AP Rocky?
She don't even got a song with A$AP, but yeah, bring it out for vibes.
Should be don't stop the music.
I feel like it's gonna be.
Yeah, I think it's don't please don't stop the music.
Please don't stop the music.
Because usually it has to be a banger, and like a lot of people will say shine bright like a diamond, but like.
Or Umbrella.
Umbrella could be big.
But like those aren't like bangers.
Under my umbrella.
Is that not Eminem in there?
Is Work?
No.
Is Work a big song?
Why you think?
Bro, I just
that's more like a twerk song.
And that's like
you know?
Hey, yo.
I don't know. I feel like they'll bring out some huge artists because of Rihanna. Maybe
I'm
like
friend
a,
with the monster. Chris Brown? That's
maybe like Future or Drake. That'd be
lit. Bad joke.
Future
bad joke.
We going to be canceled.
I doubt it, though. That'd be a lot of money.
I'm friend with
her
monster.
And Drake. It's over.
It's on the
ever since she got pregnant.
It's probably ASAP Rocky.
It's gonna be ASAP.
It's gonna be like Maroon 5 again or something.
I don't feel like it's her decision.
Zach Levine.
I feel like Apple like tells her because
Adam Levine.
It's
an
Apple show.
That's
right.
Like
it's probably another Apple artist then.
Yeah, I think Apple like gets to choose who comes out.
They could literally force on Drake.
They could choose
if they wanted to. But like Drake would be the headliner.
Drake can force on Drake if he wants to on Apple. It's gonna be some Philly motherfuckers.
Meek Mill.
We'll see, bro.
Why not a Kansas City, man?
Name one. I'm gonna look this up.
Here's a quiz. What state is Kansas City from?
Oh my god.
Kansas City. Arkansas.
Missouri.
Pretty sure you're right.
Trick one, eh? I knew that. A little bit of a
Tech 9, Norman Brown.
Tech 9 is the only one I know out of that entire list.
Jessica Harp.
All right.
Missouri. Anyways, fuck are these that, yeah, that's that.
Was it Missouri?
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to the halftime show with Rihanna, Meek Mill, ASAP, Drake, Chris Brown, according to Dodge.
No, I didn't say Chris Brown.
He did.
Whoever said that's fucked up. Chris said that's fucked up.
Imagine you just come out of nowhere. I'm back.
He's just doing his moves, backflips, fucking out of nowhere.
That would never happen.
She just flinches every time.
That would never happen.
I don't think we should be saying stuff like that.
That's just so fucked.
Cut that.
That's tech. All right. So
Sarah Evans from Kansas City.
What the fuck is that?
Country singer, come on.
Name one song.
No, stop.
He's Sarah Evans.
She's a multi-platinum recording artist, okay?
Every minute we go on, the more you embarrass yourself.
How many songs have you listened by her?
Like, I should be paid just for like sitting here talking, like hearing you talk about whoever this is.
Random country singers.
What's her name? Serena Williams? What?
Sheryl Crow is another one.
Crow. Oh, okay. Serena. That's not bad. All right,
come on. outro me up.
Moving on from one big event to another one that just happened earlier and could have happened a little bit later. LeBron James breaking Kareem's
for the GOAT, right? Can we all in this room? Can we all in this room agree that LeBron James is the greatest player of all time?
Only one player.
I'm clapping for the achievement. I'm not clapping for your statement. I mean, he can come out after the game and interview and say he's the greatest of all time.
Before we continue, what does LeBron have to do to become the GOAT in your eyes?
Get like 2-3 more rings.
Three more rings?
One.
In this economy?
He needs one more ring.
If he gets one more ring, he's guaranteed to go. 100%. He just said yes, now he's saying
I was thinking like, yeah.
Either one more ring or one more MVP, and then there's like
two
no
more rings.
Conversation.
So
your
argument is he has to try to get closer to Jordan.
Yeah, two more rings.
But then why isn't Bill Russell the GOAT then?
It's different.
Well,
what's different?
It's different. The era is different, and I feel like what have they accomplished? Like in that span of time, their percentage, the MVP. What have they done in the finals?
LeBron accomplished the most in any career ever had.
I don't think he has better percentages
in
than
most
MJ.
He does.
Points per game, he's a little bit
less. Time and the time they played.
He's 2 points less points per game.
Points per game,
he played less.
I think it's not even that far off. He's like fifth right there.
He's fourth or fifth.
And everybody's like fractions behind.
He's going to be top five.
His field goal percentage is a little bit lower, but his three-point percentage is way higher.
Yeah.
His jump shot, too, is way higher.
He's also passing it a lot more.
Yeah. If you just go down the list of like what you want in a player, like the ideal basketball player, even if like, you were like say you wanted these traits for yourself on a basketball court, all those traits, LeBron would have more than Jordan. Rebounding, he's better at. Passing, LeBron is better at. 3-point, probably LeBron is better at.
Mm-hmm.
But in game dunking, well, even if you wanted to argue MJ, LeBron's like maybe one step below.
Playoff him. Clutchness. Playoff LeBron clutchness, has five right buzzer beater threes.
They're feeding you stats, right?
Okay. LeBron's LeBron's clutch in the playoffs. LeBron has 4 rings. You could get one more. Okay, 5. 5 will make it.
Okay,
nice. Look at the stars. He's won the rings.
10.
Is he DPOY?
10 straight finals.
Was he DPOY?
10 straight finals. Okay, DPOY is a different conversation.
Okay,
how many times was MJ DPOY?
More MVP. He was once.
Isn't LeBron supposed to win DPOY?
Yes,
or was
like nine times all DPOY.
He's been close to a lot of times, but like
you check the stats for that. You check the stats.
Was that DPOY or was that first team all defense?
Marcus Hall got DPOY.
So LeBron was gonna win DPOY one year, and then they gave it to Marcus Hall instead.
Nine-time all-time defense. He got more MVP. Percentages are better. Yeah.
What percentages?
Huh?
Who's the just named like 20?
Free throw percentages are better.
I have one.
Who has more free
six,
throws made?
Six MVPs. 6-0 in the finals.
That's
but yeah, like
also, you say three your things. Oldie, like, you have three like, people here.
Okay,
facts.
You're just throwing out facts from like the regular season.
Let's also like talk about
other players. You'll be like, oh my god, stat padding.
LeBron leaves points in.
Then who is the best opponent MJ played in the playoffs? Even in the fight, if you want to see the finals.
Why does that even? What? Oh,
so now that doesn't matter.
Wow, what does that matter? You're going to play somebody.
Hear me out.
Who's the best opponent MJ had in the playoffs his whole career?
Probably Karl Malone.
Hear me out.
Stockton. Top 10 all-time scorer. What? That doesn't matter now?
Bums.
LeBron came back.
Now they're bums.
LeBron came back from a 3-1 lead.
Okay, and?
Stockton and Malone went ringless for a reason.
Michael Jordan didn't have to do that.
They went ringless.
He did. He couldn't.
And LeBron James went against the best regular season team of all time.
Whose fault is that? Sorry. Whose fault is that?
Let me ask Hamza a few questions. So, like, why do you believe Bill Russell was a different era? Like, in that
it's a whole starting era, and the talent was not the same.
All right, so couldn't somebody argue that, argue as well that, like, you could separate the era that LeBron is in and MJ is in? Because if we look at the talent of, like...
It was closer, though.
No.
If we look at the talent
the
of, like,
were closer.
Every sixth man on a team during Jordan's era, you probably couldn't name any sixth man on a team.
That's
here...
Okay.
You could probably name a sixth man for every, like 90% of the teams in the NBA right now.
What's the impact of the sixth man?
That I'm just saying, like, the talent is just that much, like, greater.
It's like 5 to 10 times better now. The average player in the NBA to the average player in like in 89 or like 88,
mm-hmm.
the average player is so much better.
Like, I'll take a college basketball player right now over an average like NBA player, back then.
Okay, but
I'm not saying MJ is
okay,
like,
but MJ still he still faced all time like record holders.
I'm
like,
yeah,
trying to but, say like MJ is not even close to being the GOAT or LeBron has surpassed him like cleared.
No, MJ. Like I'm not putting down
say, like,
MJ.
LeBron like just because like obviously Lonzo is gonna help him, but
yeah,
being the number one all time scorer and you're not even like mentioned as like a. As like a pure scorer, he doesn't have the patented fadeaway. He doesn't have like a silky smooth 3-point shot, right? Like
nobody can stop him at the rim. That's what
nobody can stop this guy, and he's the number one all time scorer.
Yeah,
I don't think there's like, much of an argument you can make like you against LeBron. The main argument is 6-0.
Yeah, like
that's the main argument.
And MVP.
My only point was
DPOY.
Like,
MVPs, and better percentages. MVPs, you could argue LeBron got robbed out of 3 MVPs.
The only pattern.
LeBron should get MVP every year.
More steals.
The year he got MVP, his stats reflect every single year after that. He's been the same player. Look at his percentages. They have not changed.
And Michael Jordan played less games. He had to leave the league for anybody else to win.
He quit twice.
He left the league because LeBron came into the league.
Yeah,
he quit
right. twice. Yeah,
he left the league because LeBron ended
yeah,
the league.
Yeah,
all right. MJ quit twice. And LeBron never quit.
And still won 6 rings.
LeBron never quit.
And played less games.
Because he was playing against nobodies.
It's not nobodies if it's like people who are on all-time scoring. You were just,
like
saying,
one or two
you were just saying that being on the all-time scoring
We can't say
leader.
Absolutely nobodies. Like he didn't get like absolutely nobodies. Like...
What is one team
compared
that you could
he legit was playing against
saying,
greats. Like
what is
fucking
one team,
Magic.
Of the teams he played in the regular season for a majority of his career, those average role players were all bums and nobodies. Compared to now.
That's definitely on.
I'm talking about the regular role players. Those guys were all average players. I'm not taking away from Jordan. Okay, I have one more point. I don't know why I just went away from that. What were you going to say?
Name one team that Michael Jordan played that was as stacked as the Warriors.
No, Jazz.
I said that. The Jazz.
Yes. What? All right, so who's the fourth
greatest,
option on the Jazz?
Who's the greatest fucking players?
Who's the third best player on the Jazz?
Am I going to name the whole fucking team here?
You don't know.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
All right, you tell me who was it then.
Steph,
if you're calling
Clay,
them so bad, then you tell
Steph,
me who it was.
Clay, KD, Draymond. The Jazz had nobody near that.
The Warriors literally drafted all those players and added KD.
Yes.
Yeah, let's even take KD out because I think they didn't win the year KD came in, right?
They did.
They won both years. He was there.
They won like two out of 3 years.
They almost won a third. He didn't get injured.
Yeah, injured.
I'm saying that
LeBron didn't play against the Warriors
when they got KD.
Warriors.
Yeah, LeBron.
Even when KD wasn't there, that was the best team of all time with 73-9.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the best.
Forget the Warriors.
The Spurs.
You guys know how many games MJ won in the playoffs without Scottie Pippen?
I have no idea.
What does this have to do with anything?
No,
you're out here going to be saying, LeBron needed Kyrie and Love.
LeBron
like, same
took,
thing.
LeBron
you're going to need somebody to win
LeBron
the championship.
Took nobody's to the finals.
Okay, and then what?
Who did MJ take to the finals? He needed
Rodman.
Scottie Pippen and Rodman.
Rodman?
No,
you're gonna need
a
team
I
to win the championship. That's not an argument.
We're hating on Rodman.
We're not.
Because he's the greatest to ever do what he did.
You're acting like Jordan is supposed to be
Jordan,
like, no, Pippen, yo, sit out. Let me carry this team.
Zero games.
Be better than LeBron. That's basically what he had to be.
Zero playoff series without Pippen.
Okay, LeBron couldn't do it without Kyrie, Wade, Ray Allen, Kevin Love, Chris Bosh. Like, you want to name all those guys too?
Teams to the finals with
Here's
nobody.
Yes, he took that. He took that 2017
team to the finals.
Yeah, he did.
Jordan,
and he got what?
Jordan had all the regular season, 35 points a game, but
a
then
lot
when
of
he got to the
youth?
Playoffs,
exactly.
When he got to the playoffs without Pippen, he didn't do shit. He didn't do shit. Until
all
he got,
I'm gonna say
until
is
he got,
LeBron,
he got Phil Jackson, Hall of Fame coach.
He's still.
You got a Hall of Fame.
But you acting like Michael Jordan is like can't do it, like couldn't do nothing
Phil
without
still alive.
Pippen.
Let's bring him back to Lakers.
Couldn't do anything without Phil.
He's actually not successful. Like we've seen it with Carmelo.
I'm telling you, look at the stats. Michael Jordan never won a playoff series without Scottie Pippen.
I don't know.
That's it. LeBron has gone through hundreds of teammates and he's won with all of them. That's all.
All I'm gonna say right now is like a little finishing statement to this because this is a never ending conversation.
Yeah.
But like LeBron really just came into the league as the chosen one, and he exceeded those expectations.
Yeah, no, nobody's taken away from any of that.
I don't think nobody's gonna be able to do like what he did over the last 20 years.
No.
The closest person who has the like ability to do this is Luka.
Maybe.
And that's still a maybe. He doesn't have the athleticism. Yeah, he doesn't have the athleticism. He still gets athleticism. And
it's like if you get one or two injuries, you're like...
He's also been playing a downhill fight every game.
The amount of points you have to average for 20 years to even touch his record, because he's not even done yet. He's still playing for 2 more years probably. Yeah. So we can have this MJ debate.
Like 100 less games.
We can have this MJ debate in like another 2 years when LeBron retired. It might be a little different then. But let's talk about nowadays. Let's talk about... the trade deadline just passed today.
The whole NBA changed.
3 p.m.
But
in the past 48 hours, a lot of teams have changed.
Oh, before we talk about that, let's talk about the Mavericks.
Oh, we want to talk about the Mavericks.
We love the Nets behind. Yeah.
Let's talk about Brooklyn. Let's talk about Kyrie.
When Harden left.
Let's talk about Kyrie, Luka.
Let me talk about Harden. You shut up. You let me talk about
How Harden. Do you think the Mavs are now? Do you see them as like a full, complete team now?
Yes.
Or is it still in the air?
I think they're still one piece away, like not a superstar piece. I mean, like they need one more like rebounder, or they need like a nice like wing player. And they're still like the buyout to go. Like some players would get bought out, so they could pick up like a wing. But Luka, I think got to the conference finals last year, right? Or was it the round before that?
I think it was a conference.
I don't think they got that.
Basically, moral of the story is he hard carried a team by himself.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if it was a conference or the round before conference, he did that literally by himself, or you could say with Brunson, bro. Mm-hmm. Now he has Kyrie Irving.
I mean, that means like he could sit out more. He could get more rest.
Yeah.
I mean,
first game Kyrie played yesterday, every Dallas fan that I saw on any social media, they were like, "I've never seen the Mavs play like this with Luka sitting out."
Yeah, I don't know what happened in the first quarter. They were just. Like the first sending three. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Another thing is when Kyrie came into there, it's more pace.
It's energy. It's a different energy.
Yeah. Luka is not He's slow. He takes his time. Kyrie's gonna bring that.
Because Kyrie plays like a pure form of basketball, and that's what like everybody there playing grew up with. Luka's playing the modern like AAU type of basketball where it's like, it's just ISO after ISO after ISO.
Luka can literally just walk down 10 times. And just get to his spot every single time and do the same basket every single time. He's just too big. Like, no one can stop
him. You can't blame him. Like, if it goes in, why would he stop?
I think top three footwork in the league.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and then top, and like, you can argue Kyrie is top three footwork too. Yeah. Put them both on the floor at the same time. And if you want to argue that Kyrie can't play off ball, like,
that's his bread and butter.
When KD and Harden were there, and he literally told Harden, "You're the point guard, I'm the shooting guard. Like, I'm just gonna play off ball."
What did he do in Brooklyn? What did he do in Cleveland?
He can spot up shoot. It's not like he's like Westbrook, or he's not like.
There we go.
Or he's not like, I don't know. I'm trying to think like who's not a good
shots coming out of nowhere,
man.
We can hop off Kyrie a little bit, like.
I think it was Bullock and fucking Hardaway.
There are a lot of people who are saying that they're.
You can't say it's not going to work.
Happy.
I don't want to take away from the glory of like the Mavericks right now, but I did have high hopes for them until this KD trade happened.
The West just got
blown up
insanely hard.
In 48 hours, the East lost like all its power.
Actually, in 48 hours, like. The NBA just blew up. Yeah. Like now, it literally went toppled over.
One day.
This is the craziest, like, deadline.
This is the craziest deadline.
I remember. Yeah, usually it's like off season. Nice.
Yeah.
More crazy than this was when KD left. Because then
But that was still off season, right? Like,
that was
in off season teams have more flexibility. But like,
this was just like
for some reason the Nets were just like, I will cut our losses right now.
Yeah.
KD had to, bro. KD isn't going anywhere. He went to Brooklyn because of Kyrie. Kyrie's. Grew up a Net fan, a New Jersey Net fan, and KD and Kyrie became friends. Kyrie went to Brooklyn, and then like a week later, 2 weeks later, KD was like, "All right, cool, I'm joining you in Brooklyn."
He was going to the Knicks.
He never went there because he wanted to win Brooklyn a ring. He went there because him and Kyrie wanted to go somewhere and win a ring.
Brooklyn had the best parameters for both of them.
And then the owners and Kyrie didn't get along, so Kyrie was shipped out of there, and KD was like, "Why am I here?" He's like, "I don't believe you guys surrounded me.
But I feel like
on a roster, let me go."
They let him go because they know they were getting like more for him. But
I think the Nets wanted to be this like the bullshit Nets, underdog like team again. I feel like they were tired of the spotlight. Yeah. Everything was going wrong the past 3-4 years.
How would you describe this like era?
It's stupid that they fumbled three great players and didn't win shit without them. But they also got a lot back now. They have seven picks now. They got back. They got Ben Simmons and they got. Hella like back players. All average.
I just want to point out how
they have like 8-6 players.
Yeah. All average.
And they still have to be moved like in the offseason as well.
Yeah.
But I just want to point out how ironic this is that history repeated itself. they did this with Kevin Garnett and all those people back then.
But
like,
and like 2 decades later, they do it again.
Yeah.
The owner, I don't even know how he's the owner. He's been in jail.
Alibaba.
We haven't heard one thing from him, from his mouth.
I'm convinced.
He makes these moves all the time. And he was petty. He didn't want to give Kyrie to LA, but then he
wanted, why would you?
He didn't, but then he gave KD the Suns just because he didn't like Kyrie. He didn't want him to go.
Yeah, but also Kyrie didn't play for like 3-4 seasons. No, they give him so much. They give him money.
Kyrie could be like,
I would be mad too.
They had a mandate.
Watch.
In New York,
just like Kyrie under Mark Cuban, they're about to be homies.
I could go off for 30 minutes of what Josiah did to the Nets.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Kyrie's in Texas now, bro.
Now he's not, good. Bro, you could tell the vibe. You could tell the vibe is completely different.
Also, Mark Cuban's like a people person. He'll get along with Kyrie.
Bro, Kyrie's like walking with the fans in Dallas already. Like, you never saw that.
I don't think I've ever seen Joe Tsai like sitting on like court side watching a game
ever.
Like Mark Cuban be in there.
Mark Cuban cares about his players.
There, almost like the Clippers owner.
Cuban is sitting behind the bench like every single game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real owner right there. He gets involved like with what he's buying.
Pretty sure he flies out to like the most away games that he can go to. Mm-hmm.
He's a good ass owner, man.
It's okay though. I'm getting past the Suns.
Let's talk about Phoenix a little bit. They gave up. They got KD.
Like
my next chapter.
They give up 4 or 5 picks.
And I give up watching the NBA after this trade. Like
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
I think generally, like
Bridges,
I think they
and
gave
Cam
up.
Johnson.
I think they gave up a lot, but. This is like Suns need to
this
do
is
this
championship.
Now.
Nah, they actually didn't give up as much as I thought they would have. I thought Ayton was the like only Ayton way they would have gotten KD because like
that's true.
You got to match the talent and the contracts as well, but they somehow made it work.
Yeah. But
I just feel like the future,
their depth
like their bench
now.
is not there.
You don't need a bench when
you
got.
Do, right?
I mean, like
I think you still need a bench.
You know why the Warriors won the chip last year? Because their bench is better than Boston's bench.
That's because the Warriors are the best run organization in the last 20 years.
Okay, but was that wrong though? Because their bench is one of the best benches.
Like,
they've
been grooming
development
like
development is insane. Yeah. They develop
any
all their young
roster you can think about for the past like 8 years.
Yeah.
They had an amazing bench. The Raptors had an amazing bench. The Warriors had an amazing bench every single year.
That's
the Cavs had good benches. The Heat had good benches.
And you
want to
know why? Because these people draft well every year, in and out.
The Suns do too.
They're getting like gems in the second round. Like Miami Heat, they're getting straight gems in the second round. Yes. Raptors, gems in the second round. Same with the Warriors.
I agree.
And like
the Suns did too, but they just traded away Bridges.
Like, I think
Bridges
was
Johns.
Bridges was
he was solid, but it was only other way to not give up Ayton.
I know. I know. But I'm saying is,
and it's hard to get a good center
I'm
nowadays.
Saying is when those four players are not playing, or let's say one of them gets hurt, which you know we all don't want to happen, obviously, then the depth is gonna have to help at some point, right? Because
it's
kind of like unrealistic to say that all four of our stars are gonna go the rest of the year. And they're not gonna be hurt.
CP3 getting old, KD getting old. As
Booker is not very like playmaking. He's like Kyrie can play make more than Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Kyrie can play make more than Booker, and even then, like Kyrie's not a playmaker. So
defense will be a challenge
if
for their coach.
CP3's not in the game.
That's true.
Like because you're not only hiding like Booker's defense, but like KD at this age, Aiden's not the best defender, but like he'll hold his own against like average or slightly above average.
You guys
want to
hear what the Suns bench is? Bismack Biyombo, Torrey Craig, Jock Landale, Damian Lee, Sabin Lee, Josh Okogie, Kevin Payne.
I think Jay Crowder was like a big ass.
Jay Crowder's
too.
Gone too. Yeah,
yeah.
He's
gone. He
thank God they
loss.
Got him out
if,
there.
The Suns can stay healthy. They can obviously
he wasn't even playing.
Compete with
he refused to play.
Any team in any series. That's not even the question. Mm. The question is just depth.
I think they will contend, but 100%. It's just like the bench. If it's going to come down to the bench for
me. My concern is they were trying to give up CP, so something is not right there.
I think just because of his age.
Something's not right there.
I think because if you give up CP, you give up less. You probably keep Mikal Bridges.
There's literally nothing convincing me that Chris Paul is good enough to be like a starter.
He can just facilitate.
I think all he needs to do at this point is facilitate a little bit, just defend like their point guard, and that's it. They don't need. Yeah. He doesn't need to defend their number one.
He can't score buckets anymore. There's no step back.
No. He doesn't need
to
anymore. He's the fourth option.
He's not making any step back threes, no nothing.
But this is not anything compared to like that prime Warriors team with KD. Like this is nothing. Does not come close.
They don't have Steph. They don't have Klay.
Like
they don't have Draymond.
D-Book is like close to
from that time.
Because Klay in like one quarter can score more than like Booker in most.
And I'd say well, Booker can score.
Booker can score, but like yeah. Clay in one quarter, like there's this one yeah. game every now and then where in yeah. one quarter yeah, for some
I'm
reason.
I'm pretty sure you just did that the other day.
Yeah, exactly.
If you cancel Booker and Clay out, then I mean, Steph versus CP3 now, it's not even like
prime CP3 versus prime like Steph. We saw Steph just.
Remember Steph and KD? Prime
CP3. We all remember that highlight where he was like crossed him up. Yeah, yeah broke him down.
Clay,
people say it's like he stepped on his shoe. But right
now? Cap.
Oh, okay.
Like, CP3 still doesn't even.
How do we feel about the Lakers moves?
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Free my mans. Free my mans.
Three he's team coming. Deal.
Russell.
Mark my words, he's coming back to the Clippers, and they're going back. All the way.
Russell Westbrook has. He's going to Taiwan. Management.
He's going to defeat.
He's going to Taiwan and be in a 3-point contest with Dwight Howard.
He's going to stay, in L.A.
Shanghai Sharks.
He's going to stay in L.A. and going to come back and defeat LeBron once and for all in the playoffs.
The only reason people even remember Westbrook is because he was on the Lakers with LeBron James.
Okay. He didn't average a triple-double.
He got triple-doubles.
It's a little far.
He was MVP.
How long ago?
I was like 2017.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
not shit on Harden.
Harden has insane accolades. You used to be a Harden fan.
Yeah, I was a Harden fan until Brooklyn.
Let's transition. Brooklyn
fucked him up, bro. Kyrie's bitch ass. Don't be a point guard.
Let's transition to the East. Let's talk about what the Sixers have done. What did the Sixers do in the trade?
They traded away Matisse Thybulle.
We traded away Matisse Thybulle, our
four
bench starter, or for Jalen fucking
McDaniels.
But he's good. He's good off the bench. He's good off the bench.
You know what team Jalen McDaniels on?
The Hornets. The Hornets.
I asked him last
year. He knew.
I did not know.
Bro, y'all just gave up a game to the Celtics without most of their main parts, and Jaylen Brown got elbowed.
But that was—I know—we played really bad.
Their biggest parts.
Embiid played like.
That's not gonna happen often.
Sixers window's gone. Sixers window was like the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Who else would they get? I mean, the fucking beard was out there in the off season. It was like, yeah, cut my pay and sign more players. Now is the trade window.
PJ Tucker has some sort of defensive, you know, I'm sure he does something on defense.
He's like a Swiss Army knife, but for defense.
Exactly. Yeah. It's only defense.
I remember that. He plays defense
for the other team. He sits in the corner and just misses threes all day.
Remember that everyone was like, Harden's such a good guy, man. He took a pay cut for the good of the team.
Yeah, like.
They only signed PJ Tucker and Daniel House.
That was a front office, dumbass fault. But
what do you think a pay cut for?
Let's be real. That pay cut wasn't even much of a pay cut. He's still getting paid like more than half the like NBA.
It's okay, but no. Jalen McDaniels, he'll be a good part because right now Max isn't playing. He's in a kind of a slump. That's a big part of why we lost. He missed so many shots.
Like a naked Celtics.
Embiid was playing very.
Yeah, I saw.
They're gonna miss Thybulle on defense though.
Literally the game for Embiid to take over. He wanted to show out against Jokic and score 40 points.
Airballed the fucking
as soon as he plays against backup Luke Kornet for the Celtics, who's like half his weight, he doesn't want to score anything.
No.
You know what that shows me?
But hey, we strapped up Tatum.
The
Celtics beat us because their players showed up. Except Tatum showed up.
That shows me who the refs help.
Tatum had what 17 points, 7 points, some shit like that. How many did he have?
How many did Embiid have?
Bro, they're 25, 24? They're a complete team.
He's averaging 35.
I know.
Embiid was out there airballing.
I know.
Let's talk about more relevant teams right now.
He had 12 points.
Like
what?
Which
would be relevant?
The Wizards, the team that didn't make a move.
Don't talk about that.
Fan wants to talk about relevance. Let's talk about relevance.
I'm also Washington.
What trades did the fucking Washington Wizards make?
In our area, the DMV.
So, I'm a Wizards. The Wizards here. I said relevant teams. I know the Wizards are not relevant right now, but... Let's talk about
how the Sixers are not relevant, bro.
Hey,
I want to know that.
As a Washington fan myself,
they're literally the most winning team right now.
I've been watching more Wizards games like as of recently. Kuzma makes it a lot more interesting.
Yeah,
but Beal is holding us back.
Beal is.
Period.
Wow, I never thought I'd hear that.
Like
5 year, $251 million max.
Should have just left.
He
doomed y'all. Like obviously, he doomed y'all. He was like, I'm just gonna get my bag and like.
Literally,
y'all can build a team around me. Cool. If not, all right. Cool.
All right. Cool. My generation is like chill. Like my whole lineage.
We're building a team around him, and then if he plays, if he plays up to, you know, his.
But I mean,
role. I mean, I feel like we play better as a team without him on the court.
Him, yeah.
Apparently, it's the coach.
It is part of it is the coach. He doesn't know his rotations or anything. Listen, Kendrick Nunn, when we got him and B was out, that was the best Wizards basketball I've ever seen for like the past like, yeah. Well, like 6 weeks.
Kendrick Nunn got traded again,
and like so. Kuzma, balling. Like if we keep him, I hope we keep him. He gonna get that back.
They have no intention of trading him.
He might have been right. He was like, run the offense through me.
Yeah.
He might have been right.
He is right. Like
he's still developing. He's still not like
him and KP still going head to head like for number one. I'm pretty sure they're just beating whoever the hot hand is at this point.
KP really fell off though.
Nah.
No,
he was consistently scoring 20 plus, bro.
He's scoring.
He scored his career high this season.
It's like 30.
41.
Really?
Yeah.
He's averaging. He's averaging 19. On 45.
I'm pretty sure Lauri Markkanen averaging more than that.
That's pretty good.
But Lori's playing for what?
19-8.
Wizards are any better?
I knew it was the Jazz, but yeah. I just wanted to say.
I don't know. I don't know if the Wizards are doing any better.
I just think it's Beal, man. Right now, it's Beal.
Is there any hope you guys can make the playoffs this year?
Yeah.
No.
Here's the thing. Our problem is we're aiming for the play-in. That's where we shoot ourselves in the foot. Because when you're aiming for the play-in, then
harder.
It's a lot harder because if you're aiming for the playoffs and you just fall into the play-in, mm-hmm. then it's all right. We can make it to the playoffs still. But
it's an extra challenge.
There's no slight win there. It's either just win or lose.
Yeah.
It's the top eight teams. The 8 and 7 seed are in the play-in.
I think it's 9 and 10.
I think it's 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Four. Another thing I want to point out is
it's either 7 to 10 or it's 8 to 10. Yeah,
it's 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
Play in. Another thing I want to point out is Denny Avdia is getting more minutes now
because of Rui being out,
and he's actually been playing really solid. He's been, you can tell, he's progressing
and
getting that confidence.
Rui was low-key a big loss.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you.
We had to give him away to pay Kuzma.
Rui and Thomas Bryant low-key big loss.
Yeah,
Thomas Bryant, I agree, but Daniel Gafford he's doing nice.
But the thing is, we the main reason why we traded Rui because it's too overloaded, and Kuzma, Denny.
Not only that, but contract wise, both
too.
Of their contracts ended this season, so we would have had to pay one of them. We couldn't pay both. We chose the better one, the one who performed better, and Rui, he didn't develop to what we hoped for him to develop, and. Now we're seeing Denny fall into that role. Hopefully he develops better. Wizards have not had a good history of developing. Mm-hmm. Like we said earlier, these teams that are just drafting well and developing well, Wizards just haven't done that for the last decade.
I don't know how you haven't fired the coach yet.
It's been No, because we got a new coach 2 years ago, right? Wes Unseld Jr., right? He's doing good.
I still think he's doing terrible.
I heard he's doing terrible.
I feel like the team is more of a team now than it ever has been in the last decade.
That's also true from previous coaches, right. But I still don't think he knows what he's doing with his rotations or
rotations. It's odd when you're working with three small fours that can play at the power forward position.
Yeah.
And then when you're working with
your team has changed every few weeks too.
Yeah, when you're working with a power forward who's tall enough to be a center but doesn't want to play center, it's difficult.
You have a $250 million superstar who's not playing like a superstar.
He's
injured every other week.
Every other week, and then he comes back, and he's so inconsistent.
It's a tall order. It's a tall order for an inexperienced coach.
But I did go to this one Wizards game earlier this season, and they rallied up. They were down 14 at half. They rallied up to push it to overtime and won in overtime. There's some motivation there.
Yeah, I feel like that's different.
They're really scrappy.
Usually, when they're down, usually they're down out the past 2 years. We sucked. Let's just get blown out. But when they're down this year, you kind of see that spirit is still there. We're just gonna shoot our way back into this.
They're starting to find their identity.
You didn't really see that before.
They're starting to find their identity, but it's still not there yet.
Yeah, and the problem has been is we've always been at the middle of the pack. We haven't been low enough to get a good draft pick, and we haven't
good enough to make a push.
Always that good eighth or ninth pick.
Exactly.
Some point you just get bored.
We were so close to getting Haliburton.
So close.
That's actually so, It's actually so.
Two picks away.
That would have been big. Because I think he is a franchise changer.
He popped up.
I think he's a franchise changer.
Because we didn't have a point guard at the time either.
Mm-hmm.
We still need one.
No. Well, I'd say like the point guard acquisitions that we made over the offseason, they're performing quite well. One of them was injured. I forgot which one.
DeLon.
Yeah.
No, DeLon Wright. He is good for us.
Defense is
good for us.
I think you guys bought out Will Barton too, right? Like he's done.
He's not.
Yeah, we just bought him out recently. Yeah. Wait,
you guys didn't
I think
like
45
him?
Minutes
you guys
ago.
Didn't like him as a player or what?
He just didn't
play that much. Yeah.
I think he's a solid ass player.
He is a solid player on a different team.
I think one of the like Western like big powerhouses is going to pick him up. He's like 6'7", 6'6", and he can shoot.
I think he's more of an ISO player. You don't when it comes to but like we don't need that right now.
Yeah, and this team has like been prioritizing defense more. Like at the end of every game, they're giving that like the WWE championship belt like
yeah,
whoever wins like the defensive
that's
thing.
Pretty stupid. Yeah,
but it rallies the team. It's something that a team needs to like spark them every now and then. Because an NBA season is long, it gets boring, it gets tiring.
Yeah, it's like a little challenge.
Something to get the troops going, right?
Yeah.
We're not fighting for anything, I guess, right?
Exactly.
This is one last thing I want to talk about. I feel like these teams aren't getting enough credit for like their ranking right now. Mm-hmm. The Nuggets have been the first seed for a while now, and I feel like people are still overlooking them and be like, oh, they're just going to fall off. You know, we know they won't do anything. And then I think the Kings also have been... The Kings are the third seed in the West. And before this season, I don't think anybody had them probably in top five or top six.
Light the beam.
what do you guys think? And you could talk about the Grizzlies if you wanted to. You know, we know the Grizzlies are a solid team, but the Nuggets are the first seed. The Grizzlies are second. And the Kings are third. What do you guys think about that?
I think the Kings and the Grizzlies will soon change now.
Yeah.
Like Dallas.
Because they didn't make many moves
right now.
And I blame it all on Ja Morant talking his shit. And now like all the owners
him.
And GMs
they
were like,
they've gotten so much hate this year.
It's not just that. It's also the antics outside the court is like all that fucking
on Twitter
crazy
and everything.
Shit, the talking, the aiming lasers and shit like that. Like, his career might be at risk at this point. Like, well, what he's doing, bro. You're not a rapper. You're getting 200 million. You're not
like
you're not a street
bro,
like that.
Yeah.
You're not a street like that, bro.
You're not from the hood.
We've all seen his old ass fucking family picture with his fucking like loafers and like
somebody
khakis
that,
and
yeah. Somebody put that.
Bro, you're not that. Like
8 Mile diss on him.
Yeah, bro, you're getting.
Yeah,
you're getting 200 million and you're still outside trying to point lasers at people because they're opposite fans and you want to be like that. I want to take the smoke guy.
He came out and said it was fake.
That's a big risk.
But I don't get it. The laser. What was what?
Laser.
He
like
he was. I guess.
Oh, they thought he had a gun or something.
It was an altercation.
Yeah,
opposing team fans,
players,
right?
Or like players, friends. It was like entourage. It wasn't fans.
It was fans.
It was like entourage and like players, friends, and all that. And like one of the opposing teams is like cars. They got like had like a laser pointing at them, and apparently it was like John.
He says something though. He says something.
Some shit like that, bro.
He says something. He said some like some day like
knows.
Up this or like some shit
nobody
like that.
Knows. I mean, that's all off the court stuff. Yeah, like, we don't know.
But it affects the Grizzlies because they talk so much shit, and then when teams smack them, they can't come back because they fall into their own shit, and they're like, we talk so much shit, and now we're down like 20 points.
It's a young team. They're gonna talk a lot of shit. I think
nobody does as much as they
do.
I think the coach
will step in at some point and be like, guys,
like relax.
We are an amazing team. Look what we've built for the past 2-3 years. Like, let's not.
Like throw it away.
Let's not be cocky yet. Let's win a ring and we can be cocky.
Let's win a few playoffs.
The Warriors were never cocky until they won one or two rings. And then
the Warriors are mad.
Even
cocky
still,
they can back it up.
The Warriors won 4 rings, bro. Like 3-4 rings. What the fuck did the Grizzlies done?
Like half the team can retire right now.
The Grizzlies
like,
have not done anything
fucking
Hall of Famers. Like that.
Even then, I don't think the Warriors have talked so much shit even afterwards.
No,
I think they've been like mad nice.
I'm saying the shit that they have talked is because they've won.
Draymond and Klay have been on a different level.
Draymond and Klay can talk because they've accomplished
four of them.
Multiple.
No, I'm not stopping them. It's just they do talk a lot
John
of shit.
I think the farthest with the guys in the second round.
I think the word like Klay and Draymond didn't really start talking until like after their fourth ring. Where when people disrespect them, they'll talk, but otherwise they're not coming out and be like,
point.
"I want the smoke" type shit and like.
Oh, but Curry, you don't ever see Curry talking shit.
Oh no,
you just
humble,
on the court.
Humble, God's man. God's man, God's first.
I mean, because he got it all. He got the money. He got the rings. He got the family.
Yeah.
You know, he got the wife.
Aisha Cooks.
He's just like LeBron.
Aisha Cooks.
He's just like LeBron. He's like the same person.
Yeah, pretty much. And,
like, same amount of rings.
Steph, like, emulated LeBron's career.
No Steph, the greatest of all time.
I mean, hey,
if he gets one more ring, he's top five.
You gotta cut that out.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, well, that's about it for this segment.
Thank you for joining us.
I said what I said.
You may have heard some things you do not agree with.
Come on, guys. One more ring.
Let's not be foolish.
Nah.
Let's not be foolish.
One more ring for Steph.
I apologize for even mentioning it.
So where's this guy then? Huh? Where's this guy then?
He's there.
Not even top 10.
Shit.
See, if I was biased, I'd sit here and tell you he's top 10.
He'll go down as like one of the most skilled to ever do it.
He'll be top 8 when he's done.
But he won't be like.
No, he'll be top 8 when he's done.
Yeah.
If he wins one more ring, he'll be top 8 when he's done.
He'll be the guy who swept LeBron.
As I'm saying, if he wins one more ring.
The guy
are
who,
we still recording? Or are we just like talking? Because it is still recording, but that ended just like, no, be like, that's it.
That was like,
right. KD gonna be known for the guy who swept the all-time leading scorer.
Swept?
That's okay. The all-time scorer will be known as all-time scorer.
No, but shout out. That was a
goal. Is that name right there?
What we saw was history.
And what happened when?
I'm glad we got to see that.
What happened when KD saw LeBron on the Thunder? Yeah, can you like recap that
and
real
with
quick?
Westbrook.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, with Westbrook and Harden.
Hey. They didn't get swept, and the record is 2-1 in the final.
It's 50%.
I didn't know getting swept was a different
trophy. It is now.
I didn't know that.
It is now.
Getting swept with the team that he had.
But didn't the Nets get swept?
All right, by LeBron? No.
By a team that LeBron beat.
Who?
Back in the day.
He gonna tell me you played against Perkins.
Bro gonna say back in the day. LeBron, like, so are we gonna still hold the Bulls to like their MJ era right now?
Know,
like,
I don't know what we're doing. A lot of different things are happening.
Exactly. Like back in the day, don't matter.
Like, oh my God, LeBron beat the Bulls. He beat MJ.
Yeah.
Like what?
Talk now LeBron like beat that same minutes. Team, but they were just younger. I'll
so
take that
if
back.
MJ if MJ beat the Warriors like back in the day, does that count beating the Warriors now?
No. Like, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Of course you do.
That good. They were pretty good, but they weren't that good.
Stop this enough.
But y'all got swept too. Fuck you.
Cap.
Like the beam.
Harden has like 97,000 accolades. The ring is one thing you want to
97,000.
Hardest thing to win?
Unless you have LeBron on your team.
Enough.
LeBron didn't win last year.
It's a struggle.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and conclude the episode on that note. Congratulations to LeBron again, the all-time leading scorer. No hate.
The GOAT.
Not the GOAT.
Not greatest Michael. Of all time. Better than Michael Jordan.
One of the GOATs. I don't know about that, but congratulations. I'm glad we all got to see that. We all got to witness history, and it's going to be another probably like 40 years before anyone gets even near.
It's going to be never.
Because nobody active is in that top 10. So
nobody.
And the I think the 10th spot is like 27,000. So they're like 10,000 balance.
Also, like the way talent is growing, like shots are gonna be more spread out. Like nobody, it's not just gonna be like, let me just chuck up all the shots.
Somebody has to do it for 20 years.
Yeah, way better talent. There's way better defense.
Like even teams at the bottom of the league, like the Rockets, like you've got multiple people.
You have to come into the league at 18 or 19.
And just every night.
If you come into the league at 20, 21, you're not playing 20 years.
You already lost 4 years.
Like we'll see when they remove the college requirement.
Maybe.
But still, longevity. We wish longevity for all these players, and hopefully somebody will break it sooner or later. But pass on the torch, and we witness greatness. Thank you guys for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this episode, as always. If you want to stay up to date on all things sports, you can follow us on any social media platform at CheckTheStat5. And if you want to let us know what you think about this episode, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or any other streaming platform. We're available on all of them. I am Hamza, along with VTech. T Rain, Harry, Dodge, and our returning guest, Matab. Thank you for joining us today. We're glad to have you. Hopefully, you can see us again. Check the stats. We out.